Blessed be your name, Jesus. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. The value of knowledge is in putting it to work. May grace required to engage with the diverse lights that have come our way since this prayer and fasting time began. Grace to put it to work. May it come upon every one of us. Among the blessedness of our fast is outbreak of revelations. Then your light shall break forth as the morning. Where is that? Walk while you have the light. Jesus said unto them in John 12:35, yet a little while is the light with you. It's not there permanently. Amen. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. You know, the word says, whoever first steps in is made whole of any disease. This is, it's not about stepping in. It's about stepping on time. On time. On time. On time. It's not about your response. It's your timely response. Timely response. You maximize the benefits, the values, the virtues of revelation by timely engagement. Timely response. Timely response. Most of us have become too slow for God and his agenda. Timely response. I pray that there shall be no more wasted revelation in your life. Amen. Now, wait a minute. If the man that was born blind said, well, I'll go there someday, but not today. My schedule is so tight. But between next week and the week after, I'll try to go. He'll just go there to swim. The virtue for his sight, the recovery of his sight, has left. Now imagine Naaman say, well, we have a lot of meetings in my country. As the chief of defense. And I need to go and attend those things. Tell that poor prophet, when the meetings are over, it's a major meeting. The king can't do that meeting without me. I will now come to Jordan in the night. So let me tell him what I can do. I can only go to Jordan in the night. I can't be swimming in Jordan when people are passing. You know what the prophet would have said? Go. Go with your leprosy. That's my name. Amen. Everything about God is timed. So we have what they call the appointed time. Every revelation delivers at the appointed time. When you meet the appointed time, you end up disappointed. No one here under the sound of my voice will ever experience disappointments again. Amen. A friend of mine came to me, I told you the story several times, and said, God called me 25 years ago. And I just retired. I'm now going to answer the question. He has called somebody else. If you send somebody to go and buy you granite at 10 a.m. And he came the following day and said, the granite you sent me yesterday. He said, and he took my advice because I told him God has called somebody else. But if you ask him now the content of the calling, he can't really say the time for it has gone. That's why that prayer is important. Lord, grace for timely response to every revelation that breaks forth to my heart. Grant it to me, Jesus. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Timely response. Timely response. Timely response. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for the gift of light that's coming our way in our private time with you, in our various services. Thank you for showing us the way to go. Now, grace to take timely steps by every one of us. Grant it to us tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Where's my year of breaking limits?
That's awesome.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. It's all of grace, but grace can be received in vain. We all have that grace by that prayer now. But whether you now walk with that grace or not, it's all left to you and me. Thank you, Jesus. Every commandment of scriptures is for our profiting. That's the exhortation line we've been following through since we started the evening prayer service. Every commandment of scripture is for our profiting. Let me also mention here that by the prompting of the Holy Ghost, we are going to have an evening prayer service tomorrow on WSM. So we can keep the fire of this meeting to the end. We always have WSM, so we'll have it the following Saturday. Praise God. Every commandment of scriptures is for our profit. If you will diligently hearken to my voice, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, and observe to do all that I command thee this day, now see the prophet, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Amen. And all these blessings, verse 2, shall come to you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. And then the catalog of blessings began from verse 3. Every commandment of scriptures is ordained for our profiting. And as we look at this commandment today, which has been grossly abused and people are very suspicious, I'd like you to know that God has something in it for you. The kingdom advancement giving commandment, or simply put, the giving commandment, that it has been abused grossly, does not make it not to be the truth. You will keep having counterfeit money till the end of this world. They can only have counterfeit because it's genuine. If you print some nonsense now and you call it Naira, nobody will take it. It has to look like the original Naira for people to be deceived.
Yes,
amen. The giving commandment has been grossly abused both by ministers and by individuals. But that does not make it not to be the truth. Every statement of scriptures is valid for all times, but applicable only to those that believe. His word lives and abides forever. If you are in doubt of what the giving covenant offers, just look at this commission. Never begged, never borrowed, never entered into houses for special discussion or make telephone calls to nobody. Since inception, from four people in the first church, and then to 10, and then to 12, and then to 20, and then to 100, and then to 1,000, and then to 2,000. The giving covenants are access to kingdom gold mine. And I'd like you to just listen tonight as I share these thoughts with you. Remember, God covenanted with mankind after the flood. I will no longer cross the ground anymore for man's sake. After God smelled a good savor from the altar of sacrifice that Noah reared, I will not again cross the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of his heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I've done. But why the earth remaineth? Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So I'll be treating each person on their own merit. So no matter how the mechanics of coronavirus, you can't sweep away the world. No, you can sweep away those who fear it. You can't. There is no wickedness of man under heaven that can wipe away human race. Take it from me, it's from the world. There is no gang up of wicked men. There are many wicked men, and they are increasing in number by day. Who, when they see human beings, they are angry. What are these people doing in the world? As if they created themselves. But let me tell the devil and all his agents, there is nothing you can do in spite of your wickedness that can make the word of God of no effect.
Yes. Yes.
No. Anybody can feel angry if he wants to be angry. We have never had any economic setback once in 39 years. The covenant is stronger than circumstances. Forever. For some time. Forever. Forever. That's where God is taking you into. Amen. From Haggai chapter 1 and verse 7 to 11, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, this house, and I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, said the Lord. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow on it. Why? Said the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man to his own house. Therefore, see the consequence. The heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from our fruit. And I, God, call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. So when we ignore kingdom promotion in our budgeting, that's what we go through. Unending financial struggles. Ups and down, day and night. You cannot serve God and mammon. You choose one and despise the other. But if you will seek the kingdom of God first with your God-given resources, it's God-given. Amen. Amen. Where there are some fraudulent things that come here and there into people's hands, that's a curse. Everything stolen is poison. It's poison. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. But every righteous giving wealth, it's obvious. You brought nothing to the world. It's a gift from the Lord. And I'd like you to please note, very importantly, God will never need the help of man. God will never need the help of man. The book of Psalms chapter 60 verse 11. Send us, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. That's where ministers come in. They think that God is in need of man's help. In fact, they preach it. We need your help. That has never come from my lips in my life. Why? He taught me. Psalm 108 and verse 9. Psalm 108 and verse 12, please. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Man is today, is off tomorrow. So how reliable is that? It's up today and it's done tomorrow. How much of you can they help? That's why God is the eternal source of the help of man. You won't miss his help.
Amen.
God will never need you and me for anything. I've said it before. But I need him for everything. Would you like to say with me, I know you believe it, God will never need me for anything.
God will never need me for anything.
But I need him for everything. Now, think of your toddler, your baby, 2-year-old. You are now discussing with him of your challenges in business. You say, my son, you know how much I love you? I need your input on this matter. There's a lot of problem with raw materials in the business. And we need, right now, some forex, and it's not available. What way can you help me? Now, that is mischievous madness. He will just say, is it a toy? You want to buy me a toy? He can't picture it. The day God will need you for something, and need me for something, will never happen. No. The gap between God and me is too wide. Amen. Amen. So don't let anybody who has some little coins in his pocket be thinking that either, you know why Papa is preaching that? Because he wants us to give. Amen. I want to assess heaven's help. Heaven's help. This is not harassment. If you check my teachings in 1983, 84, 85, the same thing. The same thing. All these techniques are not real. They don't last. You don't triumph by tricks in the kingdom. You triumph by truth. You triumph by truth. He said, thanks be unto God that causes us to triumph always in Christ. And make it known by us. The knowledge. His knowledge. The knowledge of the truth by us in every place. However, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? That's where the problem is. God will never need me for anything. Please say that.
God will never need me for anything.
But I need him for everything. Say with me, God will never need my help.
God will never need my help.
But I will always need his help. I am powerless without you, Lord. I am powerless without you, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control and start a revival in my soul. We are helpless without him. Helplessly helpless. God will never need my help. I will always need his help. This will help you and help steer up your spirit in engaging with any commandment of scriptures is absolutely for your benefit and my benefit. Three times I harvest, you had an explanation there in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And what is he talking about? So everyone, as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. So he's talking about giving and receiving. Now, in Philippians chapter 4, we are trying to interpret now Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 15, he said, now ye Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye also. Giving and receiving is seed time and harvest. And why the earth remaineth, it shall not cease. It shall not cease. So giving towards the promotion of the kingdom brings a believer into fortune. Brings a believer into fortune. Very vital, very important. All these things, beyond what Solomon had, shall be added to you. Consider the leaders of the field. None of them is arrayed as Solomon. Amen. So God is saying that I have more in store for you than I lavished on Solomon if you will make my kingdom first. In your financial budgeting and considerations. And it's also very important to know that giving and receiving does not only have returns in financial materials, but in things that money cannot buy. So I call them the fringe benefits of the giving covenant. You serve the Lord, you live your days in prosperity, and your years in pleasures. Pleasure-free life. Coming through the giving covenant. His blessings makes rich and hath no sorrow with it. Sorrow-free blessings. How? Engagement with the giving covenant averts curses. Because when you come under the blessing, you are free from the curses. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? So coming under the blessings averts curses. I have received a commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Numbers 23 verse 20. We're looking at the free benefits of the giving covenant. It's not, look, God is not looking for who to rob. He's looking for who to enrich. God is looking for who to enrich. God is not looking for who to cheat. He's looking for who to empower for wealth. Sorrow-free wealth. Pressure-free wealth. Sorrow-free wealth. Pressure-free wealth. The giving covenant engenders divine health. Hear what he said. When you give to the poor, he said, Psalm 41 verse 1, blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. What? The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. What? And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou shalt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. Amen. Now, watch verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. So everyone under the sound of my voice that's going through any form of assault on your health, as a covenant practitioner that recognizes God as your source of supplies, that all that you have, all that you own is as given you by God. A man can receive nothing except giving from above. And you're engaging accordingly in your tithing, in your giving to the poor, in your helping the needy around you, in your promoting the kingdom of God, building him churches, being partner in partnership with him in the expansion of his kingdom, man. Anybody fighting you is wasting his life. He said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And I will bless them that bless you. Him that causes you, leave them to me. I will curse them without your permission. I will curse them without your permission. I don't know how many people God must have cursed because of you. But I know he has cursed many people because of me. Many. They are counting themselves in hell now. Many. Many. That got angry with God's good hand upon my life. And God said, I'll make you smell. He curses them on your behalf. He knows you will not allow him to. If he tells you, oh God, please, please, take it easy. So he curses them on your behalf for free. From now, every evil eye that looks at you goes blind.
Amen. Amen.
It engenders divine health. Now, the giving covenant guarantees divine protection. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Psalm 20 and verse 1. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee here from his sanctuary and send thee out of Zion. What? Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifices. The giving covenant guarantees protection. You know what the devil said concerning Job? I've not built an edge around him, around his house. And giving was the core profile of Job. Giving. Job 29 verse 4. We saw him giving and giving and giving by the secret of God revealed unto him. All the way to verse 17. Giving engenders supernatural fruitfulness. It was giving that brought Isaac out of Sarah. You saw some visitors. Hey, come, please come, come, come and eat something. Hello, Sarah, quickly. Husband, wife, running around, no house help. And after they served these strangers, he said, where's Sarah, thy wife? He said, well, Sarah will give birth to his son. Come to the time of life. Sarah had it and laughed. Hey, son came. How? That was how Isaac came. The Shunammite woman and the husband built a space for Elisha the prophet. Elisha said, call that Shunammite. What do you want precisely? He said, well, I'm living in the midst of my people. I'm blessed. I'm protected. Gehazi said, but I've not heard them talk about a child here. Call the Shunammite. This time, according to the time of life, you will embrace his son. He says, sir, don't deceive me. They have done all medical procedures in the world. We have money. We have name. We have position. This time. So giving engenders supernatural fruitfulness. So for everyone called barren, who is in the giving covenant, I decree the release of your miracle children.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Money can't buy this, oh. Can money buy protection? Can money buy divine health? Can money avert causes? Number five, it procures divine favor. The giving covenant procures favor. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yet the set time is come. Psalm 102 and verse 13. For thy servant takes pleasure in the stone of Zion, and favor the doors thereof, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord. Fearful favor. And all the kings of the earth, thy glory. Fearful favor. The kind that was lavished upon Solomon from the altar of sacrifice. Fearful favor. Fearful favor. Fearful favor. That's your new realm.
Amen.
That's where you are going.
Amen.
The good news is the end has come to your financial struggles.
Amen.
And this, among many other free benefits, shall begin to manifest in your life.
Amen.
They are there. The days of sickness are over.
Amen.
The days of harassment of the devil over your life, they are over. The days of barrenness, they are over.
Amen.
The days of fear are over.
Amen.
The giving covenant has these free benefits, among many others, that we don't have time for in this exhortation. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you eat and you have constipation, you can't be joyful. Don't be looking. So when you are not a giver, you are suffering covenant constipation. I told you the story of an elephant that consumes an average of 140 pounds of straw per day, but discharges 100 pounds of manure per day. It's the only way to remain alive. Let everyone give according to the blessing of God that's upon him. Come on now. The moment you see an elephant discharging like a cow, it's on its way to the grave. You see a cow discharging like a goat, it's on its way to the grave. And you see a goat discharging like a cat, it's on its way to the grave. So everyone, according to the blessings of God upon him, so let him give. Every man shall give as he's able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. According to. Our total income in 1984 as a church was 18,600 naira. But when you bring your 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus, he breathes on it. It was more than enough. No staff was unpaid. Yes, that tells you how much we pay. But that's okay. Amen. We are not owing anybody. That's okay. He does his thing little by little. So you don't get weighed down and pressed down and destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Joy in this covenant race is sweet. It's refreshing. It's empowering. Joy in this race it secures the present. It covers the future. Join in this race. He has dispersed. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. So when you engage in it, Psalm 112 verse 1 to the end begins to manifest in your life. And that's where you are going. Thank you, Jesus. So the giving covenant is not a church doctrine that's ordained to, you know, preach at people's pocket. And let me say this, all these prophecies of all kinds coming now, God have mercy. The Lord told me, don't raise money, raise men. And you have more money than you ever need for ministry. Don't raise money, raise men. So the covenant is not about raising money. It's about raising people. People coming into the plan of God and then just move from one level of glory to another. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for access to the giving covenant that you have granted me tonight in this short exhortation. I celebrate you, Jesus. Help me to engage with it. From where I am. Thank you, Father. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know what the Lord said to Abraham? From the place where thou art. The covenant, your covenant work with God begins from where you are. Today, you are giving 1 naira for church planting. It will soon become 10 naira. And then 100 naira. And then 1,000. And then 2,000. And then 10,000 as you continue. You know, continuity is the rule of the game. As you are steadfast, it keeps changing levels. Amen.
Amen.
My tithe here used to be 30,000. I mean, 30 naira. Except when God gives some things to me, some 2 naira, 10 naira, somewhere. But if I give that to Jesus today, he will slap me. They say it's end of month Thanksgiving. Oh no, I'm very, very grateful. They say, what is it? Jesus, what is it? Can you say 30 naira? Eh? You are what? Grateful? Grateful to who? To the devil? At my level of blessing in your life? Stop that nonsense. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
May your offering not be rejected.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Poverty is not a friend, it's an enemy. Poverty stinks. That will not become your identity.
Amen.
Nor your generation after you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus gave and gave until he gave his life. He only does my Father love me because I laid down my life. No one took it from me. I laid down of myself.